This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Bonnie North. The headlines have suggested that the third quarter of the fiscal year was not a bright one for Milwaukee's Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Sales and profits were down considerably, and the company announced this month it will lay off around 250 people as part of a significant reorganization plan that company leaders believe is needed to turn around the company's fortunes. But amid the challenging economic news, there were some positive signs as well. Olivia Barrow has been covering developments at Harley-Davidson in her work covering manufacturing for the Milwaukee Business Journal. She spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke, who wondered what was behind Harley's recent struggles.
Their sales dropped in the last quarter, 1.4%, and the biggest area where they're dropping is in the U.S. They seem to be struggling to convince their main demographic to buy more motorcycles.
This is a question of, we already have a motorcycle, why do we need to buy more motorcycles?
Which Harley is surprisingly good at convincing them to do, considering how expensive a Harley is.
So then, is this a case of looking at the ebb and in the ebb and flow of the motorcycle industry? Has Harley gone through a period like this before? How serious is this?
Oh, they've certainly gone through periods like this. They're also impacted by the currency exchange. The strong dollar is a problem for anybody who sells overseas right now. So, and that's certainly something that's cyclical. And this is the third quarter of declining sales. So it starts to look like a trend when you hit three of anything. But the numbers aren't too drastic. They were down overall 1.4%, and that reflected sales down 2.5% in the U.S., but they were up 0.9% internationally. And there are still some markets internationally that are doing really well.
So they were up internationally, even though the dollar is stronger, which would lead one to believe if things were different, they could be up even more?
Yeah, correct. Without the impact of the strong dollar, their sales volume probably would have grown even more. Those numbers that I've been quoting actually are the number of motorcycles sold, so that's not impacted by the dollar.
Well, so the company announced recently it'll be laying off a couple hundred, I think 250 employees, or reducing job cuts of 250, some of those through attrition, I guess. What do we know about which areas of the company that'll be hit in particular, and do we know where those employees work?
We really don't. They only gave details as far as the number, and they said that it'll be global. They did mention that it would be more corporate support functions, which doesn't sound like manufacturing.
Well, and so on the heels of this news, or really at the same time as the news, came word of how the company is refocusing its priorities. And this is interesting because the last time the two of us spoke, it was when a motorcycle company based in India announced it was beefing up North American distribution and basing it in Milwaukee. At the same time, India is, I gather, a huge market for Harley-Davidson.
Yeah, definitely, especially with the smaller bikes in the spectrum of what Harley sells.
Right. So this is talk about this because I don't know that people are necessarily familiar with the distinction here, but Harley actually has smaller, these are street bikes?
Yeah, they call it the street line, street with a capital S. They have a 500cc bike and a 750, and currently the 750 especially is one of their absolute top sellers. And it's also a top seller among its peers in the U.S., but it's not Harley's top seller in the U.S. And that is much closer to the size of bike that's very popular in India and other markets like that, where it really is used as a primary form of transportation, and you need to be more nimble to get around city traffic.
People don't look at bikes as a luxury item in places like India then.
Right. It's the primary mode of transportation for many people over there.
Well, and so do those bikes have appeal in this country?
They do, yeah. They're growing, especially with some of the other demographics that Harley's trying to reach out to, some of the people who are smaller, like women especially. And they're also cheaper, so they can reach a wider audience.
Well, and I gather that's one of the real areas Harley is looking at in this country. Bikes, if they can't get the men that own Harleys to buy another Harley, maybe they can get the women who are with the men that own Harleys to buy a smaller one?
Yeah, for sure. And then also, you know, independent women who had never been connected to a Harley owner. They're certainly trying to reach everybody. There's been some comments from Harley and also from some Harley dealers that they don't really like the stereotype of what the Harley rider is because they feel that Harley is for anyone. And I think they're definitely working on ways to get past that and reach a broader audience.
These sound like the kinds of things that are not going to happen overnight, though.
Absolutely not.
Well, so what else do we know about what the future is likely to hold in terms of product development and marketing surrounding Harley?
Well, they are increasing their investment in both of those things very highly. For 2016, they expect to increase their marketing spending by 65% compared to what they spent this year. So that's going to be a big boost for all kinds of advertising media. And then for product development, they're upping that by 35% again in 2016 compared to 2015, which the CEO mentioned that's actually going to make their investment in the last 2 years double what it was in 2014. So 2016 investment significantly higher. And they're really looking at improvements to that Street 750 bike. Since it's really leading the way internationally, then it makes sense to put a lot of money and effort into that.
Do we know where their electric bike project is in the works?
Surprisingly, that did not come up at all in the conference call. I was listening out for that because I knew it's really popular and everybody wants to know what's the next on that. But they didn't mention it at all, which, I mean, you'd assume some of that product development is going to be focused on that because if and when they figure it out, that's going to be a big deal.
But in the meantime, it might still be a ways off.
Seems like it.
All right. Olivia Barrow, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Olivia Barrow covers manufacturing for the Milwaukee Business Journal. You can find a link to her coverage of recent developments at Harley-Davidson at wuwm.com.